Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Yo.
Easy to be hard.
Look at your reach!
What's going on, party people? Episode 182 of the Arms House. My brother Theme, Amber here.
182?
AHC. What's the gang sign? A. Oh yeah, I found out that H, we usually do this, yeah? But
yeah,
you do A and H is like that. It's like a horns, you know, the rock horns, but backwards like that. So you can do it with one hand now, like that. Yeah? A-H-C. Yo, we're going to start off with a tune like we usually do. You can go listen to the playlist of every song played on the Arms House. The links are below. This track,
Ash.
Though. Thank you, Ash. Hopefully this doesn't get blocked on YouTube. If it does, I'll play something else in there. But yo, Three Dog Night. Easy to be hard. Oh yeah, who sampled this tune, by the way? It's a big hip-hop tune sampled this.
The graffiti podcast called Armed House to Your Mum's House.
How can people be so heartless? How can people be so cruel? Easy to be hard. Easy to be cold. How can people have no feeling? How can they ignore their friends? Easy to be proud. Easy to say no.
Yo, Theme, how can people be so heartless, man?
I don't know. Fuck?
It's all love, man. Welcome, ladies and gents, man. What's going on, my brother Theme? How you been, man?
Episode 182 of the Arms House.
182, son. You're going to work out how many weeks that's been, yeah? You love doing that. Who gives a fuck, man? We're going to be on episode 300, man, as soon as you know it, man.
Yeah,
boy. Yo, Theme, we've had an eventful week. No, you have. I know you've been for a week, man. You've been all over the shop. But a moment of celebration, though. You're on the round two of the chemo. It's the last day.
Just finished the last day. Yeah,
and,
boy.
And you've taken it on the chin. What have been the side effects? Because they were saying, they were umming and ahhing of what could possibly come. But you seem to be...
Just been sleeping a lot.
Sleeping.
And aeroplane mode, my phone.
Oh, yeah?
Decent. Me love nice. It. Me yeah, love yeah. it. The missus is fuming, though, because I'm doing it all the time. And
need your space, man. Yo, that's good. Control that, because that's one thing. Yeah.
Exactly.
Because anyway. these things, yeah, they're the most obnoxious fucking thing on the planet, yeah? Like, you know, I might just decide, oh, I want to chat to Andy. And you, who knows what you're up to? And all you hear is, pick it up. And Maddie wants to speak to you. Maddie wants to speak to you. Like, fuck off. yeah.
Exactly. So my week was a fucking busy week and weekend. So that's the worst time to do chemotherapy, by the way. They've always say to you, now you've got to take it easy. Da, 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 da. I'm like, yeah, I've always taken it easy. Don't worry. And then bosh, I got like these bookings for work. And I'm like, get out. Like on the weekend that I'm doing chemo, the middle of the weekend. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. My chemotherapy is tablets. Yeah, don't forget.
Yeah.
It's not in intravenous.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always planned to do this. They've invited me from ages ago, a journalist and the, you know, her camera crew and all that sort of shit.
Oh shit.
The media day on glioblastoma. So a bit like when the trial that I found online, like more articles like that to like publicize the trial.
Yeah. Get it out there.
get it out there. And I'm like, yeah, 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 sweet. You know, you've chosen the best looking squeezer on the trial. It's understandable, but my fee's pretty high.
Tell me, were you wearing OCB gums in the?
Yeah,
in
I was
the,
wearing OCB as well.
You were,
you know. No, I wasn't. No,
that would be jokes if you was. You could have been like, we're too cold here. Sorry, the volume's down.
Cancer, and then like OCB and Arms House is like, yeah, not the best look.
So okay, so some journalists came to the hospital when you were doing your chemo, and then afterwards, or was it like a special place?
No,
you
no,
had to
no,
go
it
to?
Wasn't one. I'm doing my chemo at home. I just popped tablets.
But, okay.
It was an agreed time, so we'd go down there, me and the missus, and shut it down. And at the end, the director, he's like, I'm going to ask you a question. What would you say to people who are rich and they're investors and there's a room full of them? And I'm like, because that's what this video is going to be for.
Boom. And funding is one of the major things in medicine, is trying to get funding to fund
exactly.
Well, and anything really, to be honest.
So I said, fuck saving my life. You might save your kids' lives.
Mm.
You might change the way the NHS is the very foundation of the way it tackles glioblastoma. You might change that with that investment. So that's changing huge bureaucracy and fucking red tape and shit that's taken decades and decades. If these trials come off, you'll be the fucking guy to have done it.
Yo.
And, you know, fuck me, fuck saving my life, but, you know, save your own, your kids' lives. And think, there wasn't a dry eye in the house.
Yeah, that's ill.
It's like, man, you're the most articulate man I've ever met in my life. Oh, yo, my God.
No, but that's a beautiful angle. But that's
the MP who died. Her sister died. And the geezer said, I was friends with her for 15 years, you know, she was like died of glioblastoma.
Oh, shit.
And her sister, Siobhan, is an MP.
Wow.
She's like a Labour MP for in North London or something like that.
I think you've mentioned her before now.
Yeah. But yeah. I've emailed her, yeah.
Yeah.
So that was that. So we went in there, shut it down, dropped them an invoice, you know, for image rights, shit like that, and then bounce.
That's ill though, man.
OCB, so you know they had to pay a side invoice.
No, but that's ill. That's ill. No, I like that, and I like the angle you hit them. It wasn't like, "Woe is me, help me, help me." You're like, think of the future, man. Your kids, your kids' kids, even what's happening now is that's the people who are going to benefit from that shit majorly. You know?
Yeah.
So exactly. Yeah, makes sense, exactly. Man. Makes sense, brother, man.
But you make them feel powerful. You're going to change the way that NHS works, man. Exactly. Only you and your Benjamins can do that, brother. You know what I mean?
Dollar bills, baby. Mm. Did you tell him?
Look at your reach. Yeah, I did.
Look at your wallet, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Sick. But then talking about that, then you had to mosey down. Was it on Saturday or Sunday?
Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday.
And look, that you don't, that's the first mistake. You don't mosey down.
Oh, yeah.
From Acton to North Greenwich, bruv.
North
it's like
Greenwich.
My idea of hell. Do you know what I mean?
Break down what happened. Why did you have to go to North Greenwich, man? Some more legendary shit.
More legendary shit.
That's theme. Just so, doing like nonchalant.
Yeah, chasing status.
Nonchalant legendary shit every weekend, man. That's
Arms
House.
This is how we
baby.
Do it.
Arms House. But
nonchalant.
Yeah.
Arms House, to your mum's house.
So, chasing status are doing a thing. It's like a section. It's called Section 63.
Mm.
It's a new project.
I've seen online.
And
yeah.
It's like a Section 63. I think means in some sort of terms. I don't know which terms, like musical terms or sound engineering terms or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a massive thing in there saying Section 63 can like cause distress, usually by loud music, you know, that sort of thing.
I thought it was like Richmond College. What was it, Section 15?
Yeah, no,
just kidding, man.
Yeah.
That was the people of like learning disabilities.
Junction...
Junction 13 or something.
Junction 13.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was. Anyway, sorry. I didn't mean to butt in there. So Chasing State is doing a live experience down in fucking, where did you say it was?
In the magazine, London. Sort of like a massive like black box. And North Greenwich.
North Greenwich. So they had a big space. I got some videos here that you took.
1 hour 45 in an Uber.
Oh my God.
Across Londres.
Yeah.
And about an hour back on the tube.
Longers, man. But still, for some legendary shit, you got to travel to the other
what
side
they
of
did
London.
Is they let me say something first before you show the like they got Cupras, you know, Cupra cars.
Oh yeah.
Two cars, and there was like Ravals, like one of their like better versions of that particular car. And they covered it in like a lacquer, because we were back and forth on the phone the whole time. I was getting stressed, I was getting pissed, I was talking to you about it. And eventually,
yeah,
we said, I'll get water-based paint.
So
because
the
we're
concept
going to be
was,
painting indoors.
That's it,
Did you
yeah.
think about painting indoors? No, I didn't. Okay, fine. There's going to be a lot of toxic fumes. Oh,
Yeah.
really? Yeah, let me check.
They
No,
never
you can't
think
do
of
toxic fumes. Okay, sweet. There's a workaround. There's water-based paint. So we get water-based paint, yeah, and I'll come down and do it. And it's like going to be odor-free practically.
it.
And the cars on that basis are going to be inside, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I get there, and they're like, "Yeah, the cars are outside." And I'm like, "What?" But at that time, I don't give a shit because I've come with like a barrel of paint.
Like last minute changes that
Yeah, yeah,
happen, and
yeah.
yeah.
So I get the paint. And
Fiend,
I
Fiend, before you continue, I'm sorry to butt in, man, again, but we have to set this up properly because there might be some people just tuning in. This might be their first Almshouse episode. So Theme here did all the cover artwork for the latest Chase and Status album. What was it called?
But the
Too
Too
Rough.
Rough. Yeah,
Too
Too
Rough.
Rough.
You know, all the front cover, and then in the video, the concept video before the main video came out of Badadan, one of the biggest tunes to come out of this country in the last few years. It was like from, I'm being serious, you know what I mean? It was a zeitgeist changer, man, that one, you know what I mean? It was so fucking huge. There was a summer, a couple summers ago where you couldn't go anywhere
2023, yeah.
Without fucking hearing that fucking tune, man. You know what I mean? It was a big deal, man. And the visuals of that, you had a big part to play in that because you're good friends with one half of Chase and Status. You know what I mean? It was Saul
And
shouting that.
Cashtastic. It was
And
Cashtastic did that
Cash
as
as well,
well.
of course, on the camera visuals and stuff.
And the
And so now...
editing, yeah.
And so now they're doing this big visual concept live experience where they're going to play all their tunes. And then they had like kind of a, what was it? Like a landscape,
Immersive Riot.
like a riot. Yeah. So there was fire, cars on fire. And there was people like with mega horns. And obviously the graph aspect came into it. And we're not talking arty farty graph with characters and b-boy characters and shit. We're talking raw, rugged, tagging, stuff like that. That was the aesthetic they've been doing. So now you're out there, you've got your water-based paint because you think you're painting indoors, but then now they've moved all the cars outdoors and they've got this lacquer over the cars.
Yeah.
And you turn up.
And the paint doesn't go on the car.
It
Like, if you
crumbles
talk about
off.
bubbling, it's just completely not sticking to this shit and bubbling away. And then the next day, it's raining. So water-based paint in the fucking
Oh
rain.
my God, it is
And I'm
just
like, this
dripping.
is fucking
But maybe
ridiculous.
that adds to the aesthetic, maybe a
But
little bit.
luckily,
Yeah.
on Friday night, Friday and Saturday, yeah, Friday night, I go home and I said, oh, do you want me to leave some paint here? And the production manager's like, yeah, sweet, go on, we'll all have a go. And I'm like, please do that because I've just been writing like amber. And you know what I mean? Like,
Well, we'll see some of the vids. Yeah. Continue.
Tanya, and you know what I mean?
Yeah. You should have put
and
up Almshouse, but okay.
Yeah, I couldn't risk it. I didn't want to risk it.
All right. Well, okay.
Because the Saturday, I go back and there's like all this fucking paint all over the car. And I'm like, yes.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Fucking decent. Like, pressure off my shoulders.
Here we go. So, yeah, I'm playing. Why are you chatting, man? I'm going to take the volume down. There's no need for the volume.
Yeah,
right?
No
You're
need
not
for
chatting.
volleys.
So this is the
No need.
outdoor bit, I think, where the merch tent was, right?
Yeah.
So
So
we've
that
got...
merch thing, that was like nuts because the merch was not meant to get paint on it. And because it's water-based paint and it was raining on Saturday, yeah?
Yeah.
She put like one t-shirt on the car, and I'm like, mate, you know, that could have just be coming. And she lifted it off, and it was just these orange and blue speckles of shit on the front of the t-shirt. And I said, oh, do you want me to get a reach on it? Should we just damage it a bit more? She's like, yeah, just damage it. And I had a skinny nozzle on the can, and I did a chase and stuff, and it looked fucking crisp. And she's like, yo, do you reckon I can sell that? And I'm like, no, do you know what I mean?
All
they
right,
did the
well.
inside. Look, this is the t-shirts.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, what? She's like, yeah, do five more. And
okay.
she sold them for fucking 50 quid.
Oh shit, okay, for more than it was but yo, I mean, mate, to have the dude, if you're a massive Chase and Status fan, you've bought the vinyl, you've got all the artwork that came with it, to have the dude who did all those tags to tag on the t-shirt as well, that's a fucking
Yeah.
nice memory to have, man.
Oh yeah, and we've done the t-shirts here, yeah, and I'm walking off. I'm going to do the bus stops next, like with infamy pens. You know what I mean, like batter the glass. And this girl walks up to me and she's like, "Can you do my t-shirt?"
Okay. Yeah, what's this
I'm
photo here? What are you doing here, man? You're like humping the air.
Daniel's taking the photo. This is just me in front of the city,
Okay.
just as a reminder.
Yeah,
Just.
yeah. Yeah. Here's a car on fire. Okay, outside
Yeah,
the
all of
door.
that sort of stuff's going on inside as well. Do you know what I mean?
All
It's
right, okay.
massive, massive, massive inside.
Yo, man. No expense spared by the looks of it, man. You know? Big
Yeah,
production.
so they just wanted it to look vandalized as fuck. And I'm thinking about the episode we did when it's hard to paint shit. Like, even if you're just doing tags that are shit, once you get to like a certain amount, five or six, you're like, what? This is weird. You know what I mean? Weird.
It is weird, and it feels a bit, because I've done a few commissions like that where they're like film movie
When do you
sets.
know if it's finished?
Well, that's the thing. You got to have an eye for it, man, really. And
Yeah.
ultimately, there's usually an art director, whether it's on a movie set or a TV show or
Yeah,
on a
yeah, yeah.
live thing like this. And usually, you just look at them, and if they like, kind of go, okay, cool, but they don't know shit most of the time. That's why they got you
Yeah.
in there. So
The
it's
two
just weird.
people who brought the cars down,
Yeah. Oh, they
like
wanted them
two
back.
geezers, they just fucked off. Like, you know what I
All
mean? Like
right.
4 o'clock. Because I had to do it live. Doors opened at 6:30, and they wanted it to be like there's a geezer
Yeah,
just
their
like walking
master.
around doing graph.
Yeah,
And I
exactly.
had Teacher's old balaclava on that he left in the car. Luckily, left it in the car in the boot still.
Okay, yeah.
And
That's jokes though, man. Yeah, like an immersive spirit. Like I did a couple of commissions like that where they wanted me running around and during a live event and like hand out markers to people to tag on walls or whatever. It was super cheesy though. It was like a hip hop themed event, you know what I mean? So they're like, yeah, let's have some
I
graffiti
remember
artists
when you
there.
went to that, yeah.
And I've done some like talking about like I forgot the word they used. It was for the new show. It's out now actually. It's called Bait with Riz Ahmed.
He's won a
On
lot of
I think
awards for that show, hasn't
yeah
he?
it's on it's about the brown James Bond, like he gets offered like, and then it's
Yeah.
all the shit that comes with that. It's quite a cool show. I've actually watched through some of it, but I did all the graffiti you see in the background, you know, you'll see, and there's not much. It's not like he's always in front of some graph. There's a couple of bits, two three bits throughout the whole series, yeah, but one of them was a backstage for a live show. And they were like, yeah, so this is a rock. Imagine this is a rock concert place, and this is the backstage bit, you know, where people usually write messages on the wall. So it wasn't even graph. It was like, you know, be different bands with different handwritings and how they would write them. And I was like, yo, Jamaica to London, you know what I mean? And I was like making up bands in from my head and going, yo, Tapas, King Tapas, what's going on? You know what I mean? Like little weird messages from people and shit. And I was just like with different colored pens and then roughing it up so it looks like it had been there for years, you know? And you just
Yeah.
keep adding to it. And then I'm looking at the art director and he's like, no, a little bit more over there, a little bit more. I'm like, okay, boom, 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 boom. And then I'm looking at the art director and he's like, no, maybe just a tad bit more over there. I'm like, okay, cool, boom, boom, boom. Until he's like, all right, that's cool, you know? And then I looked at that scene in that backstage bit and you can't see none of the graph. I put up Tapas Bare Times. I was waiting for it to come on. So I go, yo, big up Tapas. But it never got shown in the TV show. You never know,
Shit.
because you never know what they're going to end up using or not using. But no, but that's deep that you were part of that as well, and it's great them bringing you into it. Of course, they always, you know, they always got your back, man. You know, the link
And
is below for the GoFundMe as well for themes GoFundMe. It's always there below, so if you want to contribute, do that. That was set up by your boy. You know me.
yeah,
Sorry, just
set
had
up
to
by
slip
Chase
that
and
in there.
Status.
And he did a post as well, man, on their
Yeah.
Instagram. Thousands of followers, incredible, man. Yeah. Theme, that's dope. Dope thing to be a part of. Who was there? Did anyone listening go to the Chase and Status thing? Maybe they didn't realize you was there. Maybe not. I don't
There
know.
was one or two who said, "Theme Arms House, Theme
Is
Arms House."
it?
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
I love it when that happens, man. Usually at a hip hop gig or something.
There was like the pissed girls going, "Oh, you graffiti artist? Yeah, me too. Me too. Yeah, me too. And you're like, what the fuck? Mid chat with an art director or something like that.
And they're just coming up to you. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, they're all hyped to
sorry,
be there.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Did you get the? Okay. Did you get the? Are you Banksy line?
No, I didn't get that.
Okay.
Didn't
get that. Good. 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 Yo, that's ill, man. What else has been going on this week? Ah, theme. If you don't mind, can you indulge me just for a couple of minutes, please, brother? Yeah, because...
A little rant.
It's less of a rant. It's more of a concern. Let me put it that way, yeah? Because there was two major protests happening in London on the same day. There was the Nakba protest for the pro-Palestine thing, and then there was the Tommy Robinson, Tommy Ten Names, Tel Aviv, Tommy fucking Stephen Yaxley bollocks march, yeah? Sorry. Yeah, and no, there's just a few things concerning me, man. I'm just gonna go on a little thing. Just give me a couple minutes, because Arms House, you know, isn't an overtly political space, and we like it to be an escape from all the bullshit, where me and Theme can talk about our passions and catch joke and forget all the bullshit, the divisive bollocks that we see on social media and all that. Yeah, Arms House is an escape from all that, and we want to keep it that way.
We do.
But there are certain things happening in this country that, you know, it concerns me, and I have a little platform, so I'd kick myself if I don't use this opportunity. And you don't have to agree with me, okay? And you can hit me up personally if you want to chat about it. But I want to take a second to speak on the term scapegoating, all right? Scapegoating has been a political tool since politics began. Yeah, it's a tactic for politicians to distract us away from the people who are putting money in their pockets, and usually towards a more vulnerable section of society. Yeah, to create a common enemy. This is a political tactic. It's been as old as time. Both the left and the right use it. It's a way to galvanize people to vote for you and to get power. Okay. And they usually pick vulnerable people because they have less of a voice to push back on them. Right. And right now in this country, we're trying to scapegoat asylum seekers, man. I see it every day. I hear it a lot from the Tommy March. I've seen all the interviews. I even watched Theme. It's on YouTube. You can watch the whole live thing of them doing all the speeches with Elon Musk. And Theme, you've gone mute, brother. But yeah, so I've watched it all. So this isn't my opinion because I watch too much BBC News, yeah? All right, people, I understand how journalism works. I understand how bias works and all that stuff. This is from watching their, what's coming out of these people's mouths, yeah? And, yeah, and they're scapegoating asylum seekers, man. And asylum seekers make up 0.15% of the UK population, yeah? That's less than a third of 1% of the population of the UK is asylum seekers, yeah? And people are pointing to them like they're the fucking problem, yeah? And it's sort of bled out into a demonization of Islam in general as well. I'm seeing and hearing a lot about that. People are scared, ultimately, yeah? When they're being scapegoated, ultimately, yeah?
Please tell me you've got some quotes, what the people have said at the time.
You know what? I was going to put a video together of some things that Tommy said, and they had three women come out in burqas and then take them off, and everyone went, way, like that, yeah. And they had Tommy Robinson was saying, everyone get in the gym. You got to fucking get fit because there's going to be a fight. Like, you know, they're Shakira like preparing.
Men, are you ready to get fit? As men, British men, we need to get fight ready because a fight's coming to this country.
Shakira Law's coming, bruv. The Islamic Reagans, bruv. Now, listen, there can always be a conversation about any topic. It's not about shutting down conversations. That's not the goal here, yeah? You can have a conversation about immigration, the pros and cons of it. We can always talk about integration and how it's difficult sometimes and ways we can make that shit easier for people to do, yeah? I just don't want these conversations to be framed around fear. I'd rather people use their sense to come to conclusions rather than the whole conversation being framed around fear, man. That's when people make fucked up decisions, you know, ultimately, yeah? England has never had an open border. Let me get that clear, yeah? Open border does not exist here. It doesn't exist right now. It never has existed. existed and it will never exist, an open border. Yeah, there's always going to be restrictions. It's just how much restrictions we're talking about. Again, this open border phrase is trying to instill fear on people. Yeah. Trying to make the conversation about fear rather than about sense. Yeah. Another way they try to steer the conversation to be around fear is women's safety. That's another thing I keep fucking hearing. Yeah. If you're trying to link immigration with women's safety, then you're fucking racist, man. There's no fucking way about it. Immigration has no effect on women's safety. It's men. Yeah. It's no better. Oh, if a white Englishman rapes a woman, it's better than if an immigrant rapes a woman. Yeah. No, they're both equally bad. Yeah. It needs to stop. And we all need to do fucking better. Yeah. Stopping the asylum seekers will do nothing to affect women's safety. The real women who are affected by migration are the fucking women doing the migrating. They're the ones that have little rights, who have very little access to state welfare or to anything like that. You know what I mean? These are the women that are fucking affected badly by immigration, not the women here in this country, okay?
Their accommodation attacked
by fucking
men.
But even sometimes they might be in a fucking bad relationship, you know, but it's hard for them to get out or have any sort of rights or any sort of fucking, you know, things to help them. Okay, now.
Very passionate.
Now. Yeah, that's why I had to write it down, because I can go off and my mind can get muddled. Now, this is the part where I should tell you to do your own research, yeah? We all love to do that. Yeah, do your own research, yeah? But most of us don't really even know what proper research is, let alone have the time and effort to be able to do it in a significant way. You just got to be at peace with that, people, yeah? Do your own research. Isn't just read a couple memes or read a couple headlines and now I've done my fucking research. I'm sorry,
read a couple memes.
I'm sorry. I've seen people do that all the fucking time, yeah? People speak in memes now. You can even tell what memes they've read by the shit that they say. It's crazy, yeah?
Put your mega hat on. I believe that means rat. Make England great again. What would make England great again?
Fuck a set of boats. Fucking just make Britain what Britain is. And right now, it's not.
What is Britain?
Fucking the UK. And do you know what?
What is it? Oh, okay.
Never trust a lefty with your kids.
And why is that?
Because at the end of the day, mate, we're fucking here for Britain. And all what's coming over here is not right.
No, sorry, why can't you trust a lefty with your kids?
At the end of the day, it's British values. End of the day, and no one supports British values anymore, so we're here to support British values.
So instead, I'm going to actually ask you to go research what the term research actually means. Yeah, so that's what I'm going to tell you to do here. Last bit. There may be some of you right now who are vehemently disagree with me, yeah? And that's fine, yeah? And you're probably typing out a comment right now underneath this video going, fucking Amber, the fucking lefty, fucking woke bastard, or whatever the fuck you're going to say, yeah? I'm just going to say we're not going to solve the issue in the comment section below. Feel free to hit me up on the email, on the DMs, or the Instagram if you want to have a little respectful conversation about this. I'm up for it, always. If you approach me with respect, I will be respectful regardless, yeah? And that's pretty much it, man. Sorry, had to get that
I'll
off
be
my chest.
I'll be respectful, Bach.
Yeah.
If you come at me with respect, I'll be respectful, Bach.
Always. That's always the case. I don't care what your views are. If you want to chat to me about it, I'm up for it, man. I'm open to it. But yeah, that's it. Sorry, man. I just couldn't be quiet about it, man. There's too much shit going on and there's too much at stake, to be honest.
The most political we've ever been on Arms House.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it wasn't even that political, really. If you look back at what I said, it's not even.
Tommy
shouldn't
Robinson
be,
is a prick, basically. That was what you said.
Yeah. I mean, he's just
a
grifter.
Know that, to be honest, do you know what I mean?
So, it's not even him being a prick. He's a grifter, man.
Did he say go to the gym and get big because there's a war coming?
Look, I'll edit it in here. He said, like, go to the gym. Yeah. And all the people saying this is a Christian country, fine, if you go in history, there's all sorts of shit we can pick and choose. It's a secular country. I want it to be a secular country. My dad came here from Syria because it's a secular country. I come from a family of immigrants, from Muslims. I'm not religious. I don't care for religion. I think we should separate religion from politics, you know what I mean? All that stuff. But yeah, so there's no Sharia law in London. All the people out in the sticks, all the bumpkins trying to say that. Fuck you, there isn't, yeah? And I won't allow that to happen, motherfuckers.
The Americans, when they say that, take care of your own country first, man. You're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Fucking Trump himself is saying it. Like,
yeah,
it's
I know.
Not just
I
random.
Trump
it's not,
says it about England and that.
It's not random people. That's the fuck. Look, if it was random people, I wouldn't care so much. It's the people in power saying, like, just outright bullshit.
Yeah, look what's going on over in England. The Muslims are taking over, man. You're like, not, what the fuck?
Not just England, Europe. They're saying
yeah, Europe. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And that's a rhetoric, again, to scapegoat migrants to win elections and to get into power, man. That's it, you know?
And keep their guns.
And keep their guns. Like, luckily here in Europe, guns aren't as big of a thing as in America. But, I mean, they're always going to have their fucking guns. They always got a fucking excuse, man, to keep their yeah. guns. I mean, how many children need to shoot at school shootings before you even just put
before the government decide to take over and attack you. And then, you know, I mean, in the street, hand-to-hand yeah. combat with soldiers. Do you reckon that's going to happen ever?
Mate,
no.
No, but it's not even about taking
Look
their guns
Australia,
away.
Look at Australia, man. Look
it's
at
not,
Australia.
Yeah, there's the Australian subject, but then they argue, oh, they got a different culture than America. But
we've
in America,
gone over this a couple of times.
Yeah, they're not even trying to take the guns away. They're trying to stop you having fucking assault weapons. That's it. You know, it's like, can we just allow the fucking guns that can shoot 500 people? That's not for hunting, motherfucker. Anyway.
In respect of my mother's birthday
yeah.
today,
yeah.
can we not talk about guns, please?
Okay, fair enough.
Thank
okay,
you very much.
Well, we're talking about immigration and migration. Talal is he's out in Morocco right now, man. He's filming a movie out in Morocco. He sent us a couple of funny vids. It's a movie, basically. It's a talking about religion. It's a movie about Jesus. It's some sort of religious movie. My brother was just like, I don't know if I want to do this, because
he's gonna get stereotyped as like,
bruv, he's already been stereotyped, man. He is the Arab
Jesus'
dude.
Brother.
Well, yeah, this one he's playing a fishmonger, yeah? He's
oh my this... God, this is so good. Can you make it a bit, yeah?
Hello, my friend, welcome. I'm Abdiel, meet my family. This is my beautiful wife, Tamar. And I've got Danielle and Lila here. No, I got you mixed up. I always get you mixed up, don't I?
Don't.
And we are a loving fish family here in the lovely markets of Jerusalem. Look around you, it's so beautiful. Yes, come meet my uncle over here. My uncle Jafar over here.
My
Jafar,
uncle Jafar.
My uncle. Huh? Got my cousins over there.
Yo 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 yo.
Yo yo, they're saying. Oh, yo yo. No, Jafar hada. Ammi hada, Jafar. Anyway, don't listen to them. Say goodbye, fishy. Bye, fishy.
Who said immigration doesn't bring good things to this country?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just kidding. He says one more video.
Fresh fish! We catch them, you buy them!
Such an idiot, man. It looks sick out there, though, man. Because, you know, they film a lot of stuff in Morocco.
Oh, my God.
That's supposed to look like, you know, biblical times.
Aladdin and shit. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And he actually sent us a bit of graph from Morocco, which we're going to get into for the...
Talal makes me cry, man.
Graph
he's so funny.
He is a joker, man. Oh, yeah, shit.
You know, that's exactly what's happening now in Talal. When he goes to Morocco, he just completely runs the whole set. Like all the girls, everybody loves him. The cameraman loves him. The fish fucking loves him. It's fucking ridiculous.
He's too ill, man. Big up Talal, man. Maybe you'll send us a couple more vids or something out there. That'll be funny. You should have got them all to do Arms House thing, all the biblical motherfuckers.
What's that thing you've got to do, you've got to say to become Muslim, Shabbat or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can't remember what it's called. But yeah, you've got to declare it in front of certain people.
Yeah.
And then
so Alex, Bill and Ted,
yeah,
they had to go to their aunties, and she said, auntie or grandmas or grandma and aunties, and she said, you got to do it.
No way.
Like, what? Yeah. And so they,
so
did
they
it.
Are bringing Sharia law to the fucking...
They're bringing Shakira law, bro.
Wait, no, okay. So your baby mama comes from a Muslim family.
Yeah.
But Pakistan or from where originally?
India.
Okay, cool.
Formerly known as Pakistan, that area of India.
And do your kids at the moment, do they go to a Christian school? Do they have to like sing?
They do, yeah. They go to a fucking Catholic school.
So they got
to
sing.
Because the pasty jeans just took over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The pasty jeans, motherfucker!
What?
So I go for a piss last night.
Yeah.
And the Latina's in the bed. And she's like extra worried about when I'm moving and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
At the moment. So and I go in there for a PP, and I go Bach to bed. Absolutely normal, completely fine. Yeah, Nothing's going wrong.
Okay.
And she's like, oh, you know, when you do those things, you go, oh my God, he's left. And what time is it? And what, you know, and you're sleeping for like an hour. Yeah, worrying yeah. about, is he Bach? Is he Bach? Is he Bach?
Like in REM sleep. Yeah.
Like a REM sleep. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm 100% back. Yeah. And she looks up, she opens her eyes. I haven't woken her up. I haven't made any noise, any movement, any nada, de nada. And she goes, looks up, opens her eyes and looks over and notices me like just no. Basically, bruv, I've camouflaged with the white sheet and the white duvet cover, completely pastel, pasty.
And white, your white skin and everything.
And the skin. So yeah, I've completely just nestled in and she can't see me. That's how pasty.
And
I
even
am.
Your pubes, it's not like there'd be a dark patch of pubes. Even they're white as well.
Yeah, they're white as well.
Shit, I'm just kidding. But yeah.
Jesus Christ. She told me that 20 minutes before going on air with you. And I was like, I've got to fucking say that. I've got to say that.
You're pretty white, Dios mío.
Dios mío. You know, like bright white sheets and duvets covers and pillowcases. We just happened to have the white ones, the span, like white ones out at this moment. And yeah. I just nestled in. Just got in normally.
You don't know where your skin ends and the sheets begin, yeah? Complete camouflage.
How pasty is that, brother?
That is
how pasty is that?
That's pretty goddamn pasty, man. You need to get out in the sun, man. No?
I can't.
No, is that not allowed?
No.
I mean, a little bit. No, you can't at all. Okay, yeah. No, that makes sense, actually, yeah. You got to avoid it.
Fuck. Yeah. Well, because it's going to go on my head as well, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. Well, you can wear a hat, but fair enough.
Pick an OCB or do some caps.
Yo, maybe.
It is a bit weird wearing a beanie as we approach June.
Actually, talking about OCB, we're not prepared to do an OCB ad read right now, are we? Well, look, we've got this one here. Are we ready? Oh, we got the Virgin Slims people, OCB. We got the Premium Slims, OCB. What other ones do we have
Premium
here?
Premium Slim Jims.
If you leave a comment below here, you could win an OCB goodie bag. We got the Ultimate Slims here. I got fucking the regular Slims here. We got the fucking all sorts of cool shit from OCB, man. Big them up. They've shown us so much love. We always
one of the key points that sets OCB apart from other brands is its use of organic and sustainable materials in all of those OCB Slim Jims and Ultimates and big things there that Maddie was talking about.
Get me purely organic, man.
Organic.
Big them up, OCB every freaking time, man. There was one
Let's
thing
do
I wanted
the graph.
To...
Go on.
Remember a few weeks ago, we did an episode, I think, the first episode with the OCB sponsor. We were like the greatest graph pieces of all time. And we reached out to a few writers and asked them, what did you think? And we got from Drax, from Mean, and from a couple of people. I reached out to Mode 2 back then in February or wherever it was. And he finally replied to me yesterday. Yeah. He's such a busy man. He finally replied and he said, this one, if gun to head, he had to pick the best piece.
Did someone else choose this?
I think it did come up on the thing as well, yeah. So I just wanted to just share that with people. So Mode 2, gun to head, best piece. He came up with this Case 2.
Case 2.
An elk. No, what's that? Fucking, I can't remember now. It's from Subway Art, the book, with the characters on either side. Dope shit.
It says there in blue.
LK, there we go. ELKAY, of course, man. LK, there we go with the three D's. And,
I didn't know what to do there because I had to learn, think, how the fuck are we going to run as an Arms House graph podcast?
Yeah, can't even read that.
You can't even say who that is.
What's LK? Yeah. But yo, big him up, man. So I just wanted to slip that in there, brother. Should we do the graph?
Did he say why he thinks that's the best piece of all time?
He didn't really go into why. He just said he just thinks it's really dope, man. You know what I mean? That was pretty much it. Possibly that Case 2 LK panel piece from Subway Art. And then he asked me what my thoughts were. Yeah, and then we just had a little chat about it. And he expressed some interest on coming onto the pod, by the way. And I told him, I said, Motu, I go, there's plenty of things out there. People can learn about your history. I go, I want you to come onto the pod and just pick like five photos from history, similar to what we did on Mean episode part two, where we just got cool photos and we could discuss them with him and their impact on graffiti and just get his insights into some things rather than just get him chatting about why he got into graph and his stuff like that. So I think that would be interesting, but let's see if we can make that happen. He's a busy guy, but he did express some.
We don't interest. Do interviews on Arms House. That's what we tell them. We do chats, conversations. We
try to do conversations and stuff like that, man. Shall we do the graph letter game?
What about the OCB comment winner?
Oh, okay. Let's do that, man. So last week, people leave comments and we pick one and they win an OCB Arms House goodie bag with t-shirts and all sorts of cool shit in there.
Pretty cool shit.
This is from last week. At The Whistle Has Been Blown. He's a longtime listener and watcher of the Arms House. He always comments underneath going, I'll go booster, because he knows the comments, the more people engage, the more we
boost
get boosted
in the algorithm.
In the algorithm.
Arms House.
So he's always chiming in and he's always a big supporter of what we do. So salute At The Whistle Has Been Blown. Hit us up and let us know where to send you some goodies, man. Big up yourself, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Every time.
Set up the graph letter game, please, brother.
So last week was E, this week is S.
Yeah, man.
That is about the setup as we're going to get in and then as deep as we're going to go for a setup.
Is it a tricky one or you think I'm going to get them all?
There's a few easy peasy ones just to like not let you get so upset.
Okay, cool. Well, this one already is... Oh, no, I know who that is. That's not a soup. Well, no, it is.
Not super Fume. Obvious. Fume. No.
Oh, no, it's not.
No.
That looks like his U coming in there, but the schemes threw me off. The schemes are a bit... fuck, who is that then? Yeah, because it is mad sketchy, like...
You're giving up.
Hold on. Futa, F-U-T-A.
No.
Okay, I give up.
Fund. Yeah, boy.
Fuck's sakes, how did I not get that one, man? Okay.
One of my favorite writers, to be honest.
Salute, Fund, man. Yeah, I should have got that TKS there, Total Chaos.
Total right. Killers.
Next one.
This is going to be, this could be anyone.
This is a pretty simple, standard F, yeah, man.
And this guy, if I showed you any of his like new graph,
yeah,
you instantly you'd say, "Oh, that's him."
Mm.
This was the only one I could find because I was trying to be a wanker, deliberate wanker.
Fuck's sakes! I did think for a second it was Figs, but that second letter is it could be, but it's not an I, not how Figs does it, so it's not Figs.
It's not Figs.
And it's not Fund, obviously. We just did Fund. It's not Fume. Fuck you theme, man. That's like literally barefaced, just chrome black outline on a brick wall. Although it's a bit, looks a bit old, this photo. Maybe it's from the 90s.
No, it's not in the 90s.
Oh, 2000s, something
but
like
it's,
that.
But for him, it's old because it's obviously different. Different style.
Okay, I don't know, man. Fuck.
Flash.
Oh, shit, that is an old Flash.
Yeah.
Damn, son. Look, he's trying to chunk out the S, and he was like, you know what? Fuck all that. But you can still see his
rag. You can still see the Flashness, yeah.
Yeah. And there's a Fume there next to it, yeah? And that's a DDS by Fume. All right, I like that Flash. All right, sweet. Yeah, that's a cool one, man. All right, next up. Aha. Talk about Flash and Fatso.
Fatso, indeed, 2026, top to bottom and across the shutters.
Of course, standard procedure. Them lot battering it, man. Sick. Killer. All right. And they're good people too, man. I got to meet them properly the other day.
Someone's birthday.
Yeah, not for long. Like, it's not like I had a deep convo with them, but they were cool people, man. Good people. All right, next up. Okay. Now this one I think is a Fume.
Really?
No, I think it's a
No, it's a fume.
form. Oh, it is a fume.
Yeah.
Okay, because it was,
But
yeah, okay, it's an old one though, and it's done by Dyer.
really?
I don't know, I don't know why the style of it looks like it's done by Dyer. I don't know why. I'm
No,
projecting
fume's
here,
done
maybe.
that.
Yeah, he definitely has. Now I can see the whole dub or piece. I guess I would. It's a colorful dub.
Oh yeah, this one, this next one.
Yeah. Okay, next one.
Go on, son.
Oh, it's F at the end of the word.
98.
1998 with a Dubstar star in there. A lot of DDS in this
This one's not
graphic.
DDS yet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus
I
Christ.
think he got DDS 99. I think he's just said that on a comment on Instagram as well.
Oh, D. I'm trying to think of tags that end in F. There was a few writers back in the day, but not like I'm trying to think of DDS ones. I'm going to kick myself when I've.
I think you shouldn't. Yeah.
What? Not
I was
make
going to say
guesses.
move away from the DDS a bit, but you know,
Okay.
they're definitely linked with them. 100%. He's in DDS.
Fucking hell. I'm having a brain fart, people. I'm having a brain fart.
Paints with pies. This dub is next to a
Oh,
pies dub.
cough.
Yeah,
There we
boy.
go. All right.
Big Uncle
Salute,
Puff.
man. Yes.
Uncle Cough. See, I mean it can you can finish that word in PH.
Yeah, exactly. I'm more prone to seeing him, but he does do the F as well, man. But yeah, I couldn't get that one, man. But salute, cough, of course, every time.
Number six.
Shit. I was gonna say Frez first.
Good,
I'm gonna stick
good.
with Frez. I'm gonna stick with Frez.
You won't believe this.
What?
Funk.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah,
I thought it
boy.
was the old, like an old Frez from the 90s, but no, it's an old funk from 2000. Nice. Nicey
You're getting this
nicey.
next one.
Okay,
Otherwise, you're thrown out of Arms House.
yeah, this one's 10 foot.
That's at Ealing Broadway Station. That was a
Yeah.
fucking reach.
And it,
I
yeah,
always
up
think
there.
about that reach.
A few heads have hit that spot up there. Yeah, but that one was
Yeah.
there for a little while with the big fuck BTP, man. Just bareface jokes.
Yeah.
All
Now you've said
right.
this, geezer.
Yeah, Futa. Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
All right.
Proper
Big him
squeezer.
up. This is up above like an arch thing, a faded out. Dub. Yeah, shout him out, man. Another guy who's put a lot of work in.
Yeah, 100% bad man.
Yeah, FBZ now with the funky F here coming down. It's on an iron bridge by the looks of it. Super colorful. I like this, man. This is grimy, cool shit. Another old one as well, man. Not super old, but yeah, old enough. F at the beginning, man. Again, fuck's sakes. FBZ. Now this is Figs then. This is Figure. Figs.
This is feud.
Feud. Right, that's a nice one as well.
He doesn't think
Proper
so. He thinks his pure shit
reggae.
looks to the right.
Yeah. Oh yeah, pure shit. Well, I can see it's like kind of, you know, there's a little few wonky bits, but I just like it just for the ear, that nostalgic kind of
Yeah,
look
yeah,
to
yeah,
it, you
yeah.
know? I like it,
Yeah.
man. Jesus Christ, another DDS fucking thing, man.
This is this is.
You can pick writers from outside of
I got
London as well.
SFL and DTB and
Okay, cool.
TKS.
All right, fair enough. Okay, this is on a train. Figs. This is Figs
Yeah, you've
now.
mentioned him a billion times.
I knew that there's gonna be a fig in there somewhere, you know what I mean?
PHM, the crew that
PHM.
he won't put me in, by the way, pure hot moves because I'm not hot
Big.
enough.
Figaro, Figaro, Figaro. And
Figaro.
that's it. That's the last one.
That was 10. You greedy fecker.
I didn't do too well on that one, man. Theme, you go. You do. I really like the way you do that because those are like hardcore dudes who are all up. But it was still difficult me to differentiate because Okay, I don't know. I don't know if I want to philosophize about this, but I think people who are bombers, they tend to do something a little bit more on the simpler side, so it makes it harder to differentiate. But once you see them, I bet if we line them all next to each other, they would all look completely different. You know what I mean? In specific ways, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's tricky. It makes it tricky on
me. Dutch has got a sick piece, and the only ones I could find were like the throw up sort of styles.
Ah, okay.
He's got a sick piece. I think it's Westbourne Park. Uh-huh. Underneath the bridge as the train goes. You know what I mean? When you just, where you can do bush bombing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
Big up all them lot, man. Yo, let's get straight into some graffiti critique powered by OCB.
OCB.
Brazenly walking up to it and spray painting it with graffiti.
I'm so. Oh yeah, someone made an ill drum and bass remix of the dub that we did. Of the dub plate that of with Guinea Pepper. Someone did.
Oh yeah. I heard it, didn't I? Yeah.
Maybe I've. Go check it on SoundCloud. All right, so we got some critiques from Talal out in Morocco. Let's quickly check them out. This was near where he was filming some weird things. There's one that's
Mazet.
Yeah, I'm trying to work out what the fuck that says, man.
Imagine how shit the paint is.
I mean, you can order paint there, I think, maybe in the big city and take it out there. Because I think he's in the south of Morocco where they do the filming. I can't remember the name of the town. Yeah, that's definitely an M and an A. That is a Z, maybe? Yeah, Z and a U and a T, maybe? I mean, fucking hell, it's a funky style. I think it's kind of verging on, like, organic style, like that from that west coast of California. Because I think a lot of actors traveled to that part of Morocco. Like I said, it's a famous city where they film a lot of stuff that happened, like if they need it to be in the Middle East somewhere or biblical times or like Star Wars was filmed there. You know what I mean? Load, like if there's a desert scene, you usually go there. So I reckon a lot of Americans have passed through there. So maybe he's a West Coast guy. I don't know. He could be a local writer. I mean, fuck knows. Theme, what do you think about that dub? Black
Outline? I think he's not American for 100 billion percent.
You can never be too sure, I think, nowadays. But, okay, fair enough.
I reckon he should have... He's done, like, green highlights.
Yeah, it's got this
but
yellow...
they're, like, bogey green.
Yeah.
And the A, you see the middle of the A, it's just upsetting that bit.
Oh, mate, it looks like a wizard's
so
sleeve.
So upsetting. Why isn't it straight at the bottom? Like, you Jesus know, Christ.
A wizard's sleeve, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not too into this style. I think we did a critique. There was a guy, he wrote Morph, if I remember correctly. Remember he had that long, lanky, ugly style? He called it the shit style and he had flies going around it. Remember that one? It reminds me of that fucking style.
And we said to him, is this from Morph calling Orson?
Yeah, something like that.
No. Who's that geezer? No. Morty.
Morty was that one. That was Morty.
Yeah. He's batting it around where I live, Morty.
I don't. He left us some messages, that kid, actually, going, I'm going to be on Arms House one day, man.
Oh, really?
I'm battering it. Yeah, he goes, I'm battering it. I'm going
to
be
on Arms House. Yeah, he's battering it, to be fair to him.
And I was like, I just replied to him. I go, cool, good for you, but don't do it on our behalf. You know what I mean? Like, we have no responsibility of what you're doing, motherfucker.
Yeah, on the Gmail. Fucking hell.
All right, I don't like this at all. I can see.
I don't like it one bit. I'm giving it a 0.25.
Yeah, I'm going to give it below average, just because I don't like this aesthetic. Yeah, some people might like it. I mean, but, you know, he's obviously knows how to paint. The 3D is all in the right place and all that stuff. And I think it's messy on purpose. There's some bits of style. I'm going to give it a little bit higher score than that. I'm going to give it a 2.5 out of 10.
2.5.
People in the live chat who are watching this live, thank you. Every week, Wednesday, 8 p.m., there's people in the live. Play along. Give us a score out of 10, what you think the what your opinions are. This was the other one from...
This is much better.
Morocco. It's more classic style, definitely. Yeah, I think better as well. Basic, it says here, the tag.
Oh, that's not a Z at the end.
Yeah, that looks like a Z, but no, it's a C.
C. Down.
Basic, you can see. What about, okay, well, let's just look at the hand style first. What do you think of that hand style there?
It's rather skinny, but rather tasty.
It's got some style, some pizzazz to it. You know what I mean? I think it looks cool. He's not done too much. Like, he's like bare underlines and fucking stars and all shit.
Yeah, this would really benefit from a border, from a one line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Blatantly, he only had two tins by the looks of it, you know me. So I like it. Nice, chill style, thin bits and thick bits and bouncy bits, but it all kind of links in together. The E is very New York, you know, like Cess and all them boys, like that kind of modern New York kind of wild style that's taken from that old era. I love styles like this. Maybe it's a bit too thin in some bits, like the A and the B here compared to the E. You see, there's no real...
Yeah.
Again, I'm nitpicking here. Again, another color or two would have really popped it off for a border background type thing, like Theme said. But this guy knows how to paint. You know what I mean? He's got the Superman, subtle Superman 3D coming out. It's all nicely done. I mean, yo, not much else to say really about it. Score out of 10, Theme? For a funky quick dub?
6.5, 7.
Okay, cool. You know what? I can see what this guy's capable of. I'm only going to give it a 5.5. It's going to sneak above average because I reckon this guy can do a lot better. It's too rough. He's missed a bit of 3D here off the top of the B. There's no other colors and all that. I like how it's on this cracked like wall. And usually in hot countries, if you paint in hot countries, the sun really does its business on these pieces, you know, so it can really like deteriorate it quicker and stuff. But big up Basic, even though he didn't send this in, Talal sent this in. Big up Talal.
Big up Talal every time.
This one I wanted to do last week, but we didn't have time. This Theme, do you remember Crazy Picasso? We did a thing of his a while ago on Graph Critique. This is actually Mean PFB when he was a little kid in 1984.
Randy.
Victory Returns. It says Randy, but his tag back then, like, he was writing Crazy Picasso and he wrote Anco for some reason. He's got a little character in there. So this is the legend, Mean PFB. We've had him on the pod, friend of the podcast. He posted this on his Instagram. I thought, yo, let's do a little throwback Mean thing with the bubbles, 1984.
And with the broken up brown bits at the bottom, like making it into like little bits of crumbling rock.
He's trying to do the, like, because you can't fade with shitty fucking pens.
With shitty fucking pens like that.
So he's tried to do it like that, which is, I think it's a cool little effect for a little, for a ute, you know what I mean? And yeah. Obviously,
1984
by the looks here, 84. Obviously, there's plenty of TB happening here. Toy behavior.
I was 3 years old. But there's also not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can see already that he's not going to be toy forever.
The artistic flares, you know, some of them, like the bubbles and shit, and like, but there's little bits like this coming off edges, and that fucking
but there's like, you know,
with the bubble at the top of the thing.
This is much better than his previous one he showed us, isn't it?
Yeah, it was better than the other one. The other one was like on a ripped up, torn up piece of paper. This one's a bit more fresh. And I reckon if I asked him, because I didn't chat to him before. He probably bit this from like Subway Art or one of them books, you know, he probably like took a bit of an outline from, you can see there's bits where he's, you know, like that connection coming from the end, you know what I mean? Going like there.
That's Min One. Yeah.
Maybe, you know what I mean? I mean,
the D
knows?
Is a
Dero.
Yeah.
Or whatever, Duro. I mean, who knows, man? Maybe I'll ask him.
Dondi.
Yeah. So I wanted to pick
big up Minos, man, and help us get that geezer on.
Yes, We're working on something big, people. We're working on something big. Huge. Last one. This was sent in not too long ago. It's on a train. It says low or low. L-O-W. Quick kind of throw up dub. Window down. Black, chrome, and a pink one time.
I love it because it's there and it's on the train and it's not that Euro dog shit style which is all over the central line at the moment, bruv. Fuck yes. Me.
Look, hats off, salute. It's on a train, of course. So already it's bumped up, like dub-wise, you know, dub on a wall, dub on a train. Obviously, you know, the effort it takes is substantially different. But you can tell the confidence of the line. I'm going to nitpick you, Lo, okay? Thank you for sending this in, but I'm going to do a little nitpicking going on, yeah? The line, you should be confident enough just to, you know, do your quick thing and fill it out. But then the outline should just be like, boom, bosh it out. You should be not practicing, but when you're out bombing and on the streets, that's when you get the practice in. So you can do it literally muscle memory with your eyes fucking closed, man. And then you do the one time. It's like he did the outline, then he did a one time, and then he went over the outline on certain bits, like this bit here, because he fucked up the one time. You know, now this might be a jump down. So maybe he literally only had like 90 seconds to do this or something. Yeah. Which is okay. Fair enough. But still, that shouldn't be an excuse. It's an excuse if you're beginning, but you see experienced writers, doesn't matter if you've got 90 seconds or 5 hours, they're going to do something clean and something that's really going to kind of, you know, put some effort into your styles and your,
keep their name strong, you know,
looking
what I'm saying?
Fresh, yeah, keep their name strong, you know what I mean? So apart from the lack of confidence on the lines and shit like that, it looks cool. It's on a train, big up. You missed a bit of
it's on a BR,
and you should have done a quick little shadow. That wouldn't have taken too much extra time, you know what I mean? A little bit to the left, color in all these bits, and then boom with the one.
The bit in the middle of the W is really crying out for a shadow.
Yeah, exactly there. Yeah. And shit like that.
The middle of the O.
Yeah. But again, big up, man. But
look at your reach!
Lo, big up yourself, brother. I think that's it for today, man. AHC, baby. We're going to go out to a tune theme recommended. Any reason why? Or just you liked it or whatever?
Yeah, I didn't know this guy, Sonny Jim, was on this. I just heard Paul Stefan, and I went to Paul Stefan, and then I was surprised that Sonny Jim, like a little bit of a different background and ear, like all that sort of stuff, to this guy Paul Stefan. Two different styles. You know,
is he a rapper or a producer, Paul Stefan?
He's a rapper. He's a rapper.
Oh, okay, all right, sick. Yeah. All right, this is Paul Stefan and Sonny Jim on a track called Parallel. Peace, people. Leave a comment. Leave a like. Fucking, what else do people need to do?
Leave a comment. Leave a like. Follow OCB.
Yeah, follow OCB UK on Instagram and all that good shit. Arms house to your mom's house, baby.
Join the Patreon.
Yeah. The links are below.
Shout out to Cooper. I took a bag of cash to my jeweler. Casual user. Slap you with the handful of moolah. Two families like Harry D'Souza.
Look at your reach!
Slaps a beluga. You hear what from who? Blood, that was a rumour. About to run it back like a blooper. In a bucket looking like it's back to the future. I just spent a bag at the boozer. Bunning on a space rocket. Big fat bazooka. First person shooter. Shirt from Bermuda. Shipping Obi strips to Shibuya, Shibuya. I just put a grow in my bro's yard. Hit the showroom floor with the gold card. Hit the DMT pen and gold Mars. I'm just trying to clear my head before the show starts.
Man, don't care about a next stop. Aim for the head, don't care if they're vest up. Need my money so you know I can't rest up. You're broke in the club, so don't beat your chest up. Count me out, but I count my checks. I ain't the type to seek respect, but I need me a blue
can. Yeah, he's like the double time.
Lets me breathe when man is stressed. She ain't like the rest, nice body and breast. When I want her Khalifa, she rolls the best in the bed. She puts on a great performance, like an episode of Tiny Desk. old for a postcode beef, but it ain't no age when it comes to a bio. If you're broke, you shouldn't be clubbing, singing. You want Ebor and Shio. Tell a soundboy better relax. You say you got a whopper, I hope it slaps. That attitude there can't back you with chat. Can't get respect if you don't give it back. Raised by the council flags, executing plans to turn into racks. Don't care about employment ranks. There's uni graduates lining up a food bank. Me and my dogs are like Wu-Tang. Work any clan, I ran down a rocket at that Kerrang. Started with nothing, made a little something prank. We gotta bring any battle, we ain't prang. Fear no man, he can bleed like me, so what's the plan? We could do it Liverpool or physical, cause no one's gonna protect my legacy, fam. War mentality protecting my sanity, don't wanna see me rubbed out with a shit salary. Mummy's mad at me cause of my profanity, but man's angry, there's too much agony. Man wanna sleep on me, okay then. The top MC by the cool's mayhem. Round here, bare mum's just mourning, cause the main case round is an AM.
Arms house to your mum's house.
Oh, it switches up.
So the end of the day is British values. End of the day.